One of the highlights of our convention and highlights of our banquet every year are the CCB Awards. That's a group of awards that in many cases, in some years aren't given, in some years they are. And this year we have several awards to give, and to actually go through that particular process, which we're all going to enjoy. Here's the president of CCB, Gabe Griffith, and the interim president of CCLVI, Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker.
Thank you, Larry. So I will, this year we have five awards to give. The first one is our Legislator of the Year Award. And this is one that we don't give every year, but it is given to a legislator who has really done a lot for our community. And this year, we're honored to have the awardee with us, which I don't know, it's been several years, at least in my memory that I can recall, that we have actually had the awardee be able to attend our banquet to receive the award. So Assemblyman Dr. Joaquin Arambula, thank you so much for your service. You've carried a couple of our bills. I believe you have, I believe it's AB 18, or I'm sorry, 1999. And if I'm not mistaken, you also have 2480. And so we have a plaque that we are going to be presenting to you. We don't have it here tonight, but we do have the wording that I would like to ask Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker to read the wording, and then we'd like to have you say a few words to us.
Good evening. 2022 CCB Legislator of the Year Award presented to Assembly Member Dr. Joaquin Arbelama in recognition of authoring and sponsoring legislation which enhances the lives of the blind and low vision community. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Gabe and Kathy, and what a pleasure it's been to be in this space with you. I've enjoyed listening to the music from Jason, as well as to hear from the other honorees tonight, as well as to listen to the president's roll call. I believe it was important for me to be present and in this space, and I am so excited to join you today. I am humbled to be selected as an honoree for this year's Legislative of the Year, and I am driven to continue fighting for individuals who are experiencing vision loss. For those of you that don't know, I spent 10 years working as an emergency room doctor prior to entering into the legislature. And there in the ER, on the front lines of healthcare, I was oftentimes there and present as those who were having sudden vision loss or chronic vision loss would come to see me. And I oftentimes came to recognize that I didn't have the tools within the four walls of the emergency department, but needed to change the very systems that our communities rely upon so that we could receive better services. That is one of the reasons why I've ran, and I'm so glad that I've had the opportunity to collaborate with the California Council on the Blind in advancing legislation this year that quite honestly have been issues that have been facing our state for quite some time. AB 1999 seeks to target Medi-Cal resources to those who are experiencing vision loss with what we know must be a stressful time. Earlier, we heard from an honoree about how we have to live to be alone, but not lonely. The social isolation, the depression, the mental health issues that our communities are facing when they are having sudden vision loss means that we must figure out how to provide targeted resources to those who need them. I'm excited that AB 1999 allows us to do that. I'm grateful for the partnership we've been able to work on. I will uplift as well AB 2480, which will help to provide individuals who are experiencing vision loss, particularly those who are under the age of 55, with transitional services. Services that will help to make sure that we are keeping people in their homes and allowing them to really relearn their daily routines and how to move around without the use of sight. Currently, we have programs which exist to enable those with vision loss to live independently. However, it's estimated that funds to for these programs now only meet 3% of the services which are needed. For too long, our state has overlooked the needs of people with vision loss, and I'm excited that we are taking the first steps, and I look forward to our partnership and collaboration. I am grateful for this honor and, again, just appreciate being in this space. Thank you again.
You're so welcome, and it is our honor to be able to work with you, and so glad you're able to be here tonight and that you were able to participate in our virtual banquet, and it was quite a treat to, I didn't even know that we were going to be replaying the president's roll call, so I'm really glad that you were able to be here and to hear the what our chapters are doing, and look forward to working and collaborating in the future. Next up is our humanitarian award, and this one goes to a gentleman that has long worked on behalf of people who are blind or low vision as the director of Enchanted Hills, Tony Fletcher. And Tony, I believe you are in the audience today, so if you could raise your hand and we'll have Desi get you permission to unmute while Kathy is reading the talk.
2022 CCB Humanitarian Award presented to Tony Fletcher, Enchanted Hills Camp Director, in recognition of his more than 20 years of service, commitment, and dedication to people who are blind or have low vision. Congratulations.
Tony, not sure how you're...
Can you hear me now, Dave?
Yeah, yes. We got you there.
All right. Well, first off, thank you, California Council of the Blind, for this recognition. It's very humbling. Margie will share funny stories about notifying me as I'm on a motorcycle trip up to Shasta Lake that I got the call somewhere outside of Sacramento. Said, Tony, can you be on this Zoom meeting tonight? I'm honored, absolutely honored. So many friends, I've heard their names during the roll call in recognition. Just want everyone to know that my service at Enchanted Hills Camp has absolutely been a privilege this whole time. I was very fortunate to be hired by the founder back in 1989 to work with blind, low vision youth on Saturdays, and my career just parlayed from there. Attended San Francisco State to get my master's in orientation mobility. But anyone who really knows me knows that I only did that so I could stay in recreation. Camp was founded in 1950 with the purpose of making sure that youth could develop healthy habits, gain their independence, but most of all, play, just have a good time. And that's what we've been doing all this time since. We've been punched on the chin these last few years, pandemic most recently. And of course, we went through the fire in 2017. Proud to say that we are back to full services this summer. And once again, we will carry forward the mission. The goal of this program is to provide services for not only youth anymore, but also for families, for adults with developmental disabilities, deafblind, music, STEM, the whole kit and caboodle. So thank you all of you for this honor. I'm flabbergasted. I was not expecting this. Peace to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony, and enjoy and be safe on the rest of your motorcycle ride. This next one, I apologize. I was not able to reach him to let him know that he'd be getting awards. So they may be listening on on the Amazon device, but Judy, if we could have Steve jump on here. If Steve Mendelson is not on, the next one goes to Steve Mendelson for the CCB Merit Award. And Steve has just worked so long and so hard on behalf of people who are blind or low vision, written several books, pamphlets. He is a very sharp legal mind and always there to help help folks with legal issues if they have any legal questions. So Kathy, can you go ahead and read the plaque for Steve?
2022 CCB Merit Award presented to Steve Mendelson in recognition of his dedication, commitment, and legal expertise provided to CCB and its members. Congratulations, Steve.
All right. And like I said, Judy, if maybe you can grab and jump on here real quick if you're there, and then we can hear from Steve. Because we do have a couple of more awards. So if you're able to get on, then we'd love to hear from Steve before we're done with these for tonight. The next one, I know she's on here. Our convention committee chair extraordinaire keeps all of us organized, keeps us in our place, but she does a whole lot more than that. She is all over Fresno city and county and works tirelessly. So our CCB Community Service Award goes to Sarah Harris.
2022 CCB Community Service Award presented to Sarah Harris in recognition of her passion, craziness for community service in the Central Valley, and her advocacy for accessible voting. Congratulations, sir.
Holy moly. Okay, so you don't just have a crazy blind lady, you have a crying blind lady. Oh my God.
Yay!
And I purposely did not say anything to you because I wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh.
And I knew you would be here.
Oh my gosh. No, thank you. Thank you, guys. No, this is really special. It's been one heck of a year, but really this is for all of us, because you know every single one of you in some way, shape, or form has really touched my life, and you know, has really provided me with motivation and with strength along the way. So let's all celebrate it to crazy blind people all around the world. Thank you.
Congratulations, Sarah, and thank you for everything you do.
Would that be Steve?
Is it ending in 844?
Yes, I think it is.
That would be Steve.
Okay, you should be able. It's doing that thing again. Let's see here.
We ordered up the Zoom Gremlins just to be here on Saturday night special.
I know,
but they only happen to people who lived in California but now live in Arizona.
I see
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, now Steve should be able to talk to us. So.
Steve, are you there?
I've given him an ask to unmute.
You may need to hit a *6 there, Steve, and unmute your phone.
Okay.
I'm
so grateful. I'm so glad that I could be of any small service to CCB and its members. An amazing source of gratitude to me, and it's an amazing source of joy. I can't thank you enough. My shock prevents me from being even close to being articulate, but all I can say is thank you very much. I'm so glad that I've been able to be of service.
Well, you've been much more than a small service to us, and we thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, and glad you were able to get on here. And the next one up that we have is our Chapter of the Year Award. And we've already heard a little bit of a teaser the other evening, and invite everybody to come back Tuesday night to hear the full playing of The Country of the Blind. And in case you didn't guess it, it's going to the ACB Capital Chapter of CCB for their work on Country of the Blind and their collaborative efforts really with getting community involvement and beyond just their chapter. So Kathy, will you read the award?
2022 CCB Chapter of the Year Award, presented to the members of the ACB Capital Chapter of CCB in recognition of the chapter's collaboration and fellowship with members, outside experts, and people with other disabilities to produce a recording of Country of the Blind. Congratulations.
Do we have a Regina Marie in the audience there? Yeah, I don't see a Regina here.
I don't think she's so here.
Maybe if she jumps on, we can have her. Maybe if she jumps on a little bit, we can have her get on here and bring her up. But otherwise. That concludes our award. So thank you everybody for all of the submissions and all the work that everybody does for CCB, our members, and just the community. It truly is a village. It really does take a lot to do all the work. You know, we have our board of directors, but the work is really done by our committees, our chapters, and our affiliates. And that's all of you guys. So these awards, we definitely like to recognize the people that really lead that and stand out. So again, thank you to everybody. I want to thank Margie Donovan and Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker for serving on this committee with me this year. And especially thank you, Kathy, for your willingness to read these. You did a much better job than I would have. So thank you for that.
Regina Brink has her hand raised.
There's Regina.
I was just going to say, Regina texted me. She's here.
Okay, I was looking. I put it in the wrong way. Sorry. Okay, Regina, you should be able to talk to us.
Good evening. And thank you, Gabe. Thank you, Sarah, too. And thank you, Desi. I just want to say on behalf of our chapter, we are very, very honored. And this has definitely been a teamwork. And we have an amazing group of members in our chapter. And so I'm so glad to accept it. But on their behalf, it's an honor. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Regina and chapter. And I definitely look forward to hearing the full playing of that on Tuesday evening. All right, Larry, I now turn it back over to you for the rest of the evening.
Thank you, Gabe.
We'll go back on mute and shut back up.
Okay. Both of those things.
Don't sound so happy about it.
Not necessarily in that order.
You don't have to sound so happy about it.
Oh, sorry. Thanks, Gabe. Is that better?
No.
Okay.
Not authentic.
It's true. It was not believable. It wasn't natural. I'll do my best. Anyway, thanks, Gabe. Thanks, Kathy. Thanks, Margie. Well done.